You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. This is Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show, and I just have one thing to say. Happy New Year! Well, I know it's not here yet, but it will be here this week, and can you believe it? And I believe that you have been attracted to this show by the spirit, and that you're going to receive the download, the insight, the revelation, that one aha moment that you've been praying about, so that you can really begin creating your best life ever. Well, can you believe, everybody, that it is the end of 2020, and what a year. I hope that you did have a great Christmas. It was very different for me, but I was radically grateful. You know, I made a decision that I was really going to enjoy myself, because normally my family comes down, I get stuff catered, we have a great time and all of that. But this year it was different. My family chose, we chose to practice social distancing, and we said we'll get together next year. I had a wonderful Christmas Eve. I had a Christmas Eve breakfast with a dear friend, Lucy Sharp. And then on Christmas Day, I spent it with my BFF and her family, and I am radically grateful. I tell you, and I know it has been different for a lot of you, but I want you to look at the good and extract the good. But I'm going to be talking about that later on. So I am teaching today. I'm teaching today, and I'm going to be teaching the first Sunday in the new year, because I feel that God has really given me something that's going to help you. Today I'm going to be talking about how to create your best life in 2021 by letting go of your past. Whoa, because the truth is, you are either creating from your past memories and or experiences, or you're creating your future from your imagination. It's going to be deep, y'all. But before I get to that, I wanted to tell you, this is the last week for you to purchase my buy one hourly coaching session and get one hourly coaching session absolutely free. So many of you have signed up for it. It's your opportunity to work with a master trainer. I'm a master coach and a master manifester. And these are just some stories or some examples of what have happened or manifested in the lives of people who've worked with me. Some of y'all have heard their stories all year long, but I assisted or partnered with one client to help her to negotiate and signed a multi-million dollar contract. She didn't know what to do. I'm pretty good with contracts, because I had contracts for years that I had to negotiate year after year. So I coached with her, and the words out of her mouth was, had it not been for you, I would not know what to do. And that's what a master does. A master knows. The example that I gave last week was, if you had a young lady that went to Beyonce to learn how to sing, Beyonce is a master entertainer, writer, dancer, actress, etc. So she would be dealing with a master. And because Beyonce has been there and done that, Beyonce could say to her, no, don't sing from your throat, sing from your diaphragm. Why? Because a master can tell you in 20 minutes what it took her 20 years. A second person, a great story, you know, this lady, oh, Constance, I want to attract love. I said, you ain't ready yet. And so I had her to really do her inner work. She did all of the codependency work. She worked out of my book. We dealt with a lot of her childhood issues. She is married now, has a child, and is so in love. And the words out of her mouth would be, I am so glad that I work with you in order to deal with all of my dysfunction, because whoever you are, you take it with you into your marriage. So now she's happy, in love, they're starting a business. I get Christmas pictures all of the time, et cetera. Another client, I was able to partner with her, a coach her, to do the inner work, to release a relationship that no longer served her. She knew in her heart of hearts, but it was when she dealt with her own excess baggage, her own, once again, codependent issues, her relationship issues, her issues that happened in her childhood that empowered her to say, no, this relationship no longer serves me. Because I never tell anybody to leave a relationship. Even though I may see that it's very dysfunctional, each person has to make that decision. And then lastly, I helped a gentleman. He was really smart, but he was working at in corporate America and got downsized. He had worked there for years. It's a large telecommunication company. And I helped him to start his own coaching practice. He became certified. He used his experiences in corporate America. I helped him or assisted him in coming up with content for his website, helping him to point out his skills and his talents. I said, I think you would be really great in working with men because, you know, my daddy used to say, it takes a man to know a man. And I believe that in some areas, a man can really bring healing to another man quicker. And so these are just examples. And lastly, I helped a woman to create a life after 50. She was downsized and said, oh my goodness, I'm 50. I'm like, girlfriend, you have expertise. Why not take a look at using your skills, your talents, and realizing how valuable those assets are. And any company would be blessed to have you. We repackaged her resume. I helped to edit her new intro letter, and the rest is history. So if you're ready for change, because you can't just talk about change, buy one, get one free is a small amount of money to invest in yourself. It ends on December the 31st. If you are already one of my clients, you can purchase it as a gift to somebody else, or you can purchase it and add it to your current coaching sessions. Fulfillingyourpurpose.com. It expires on December the 31st. So you guys have all of this week to purchase it up until Thursday night at 12 p.m. PM Eastern Standard Time. If you want something different, you got to do something different. Fulfillingyourpurpose.com. All righty, so let's get started. And I'm going to take my time since I have 2 weeks with you and just sort of lay it down. I heard somebody else tell me the other day, I love it when you have guests, Constance, but I just love it when you teach because you really break it down. So today I'm going to be talking about creating your best life in 2021 by letting go of your past. And what I said was you're either creating from your past memories or experiences, or you're creating your future from your imagination. I think that after everything that has happened in 2020, that you sitting down at the end of the year needs to be something very sacred. You need to take the time with the Spirit of God and take a look at your life. It would sort of be like if you owned a big, gigantic store and it was the end of the year. And then you said, well, you know, I'm going to go and buy this and that and these products, and I'm going to buy more of this. You would never do that without taking an inventory of what products really sold last year. How many products do I have of this? What products are no longer being purchased by my customers? You would take an inventory of that store before you stocked up for 2021. And your life is much more important. Your purpose and your being, God is concerned about that. I hear so many people say, 2021 is going to be my year. Well, no, unless you go inside and really take a look at your thinking and your beliefs. As I said last week, if you want something different, you have to do something different. You have to be in a different mindset. You cannot put new wine into old wineskins. That's in the Bible. You cannot create something different in an old vibration. So this needs to be sacred. This needs to be a time with you and God. You can light your candles. I mean, however you want to do it. And so I say that it's not the change in the calendar year, but a change in your mindset that's important. Whoa. So everybody who said 2020 is my year, 2020 is behind me. Well, no, you are taking all of your beliefs, all of your thinking and all of your perspectives into 2021, unless you shift and change them. So I like to believe that don't ever let a difficult time or a difficult year take from you. So we're going to be examining in the first part of the show, what wisdom and knowledge can you extract from your difficult situation this year, and how can it move you to next level living? And so those are things you need to consider. And so maybe some of you might feel like, some people say, well, you know, it's just a hoax. Well, it's not a hoax for millions of people who died and people who are sitting, who had to sit at the Christmas dinner table and their loved ones were not there. For people who've been furloughed and downsized and lost their businesses, it has been a difficult time. So you can't move to 2021 without examining that. It would be like, I love football, y'all. And it would be like if a quarterback got really hit and they wouldn't say, just get back in the game. They would pull him over and the doctor would say, let's take a look at his knee and let's see if he's able to get back in the game. They would not send him back into the game until they examine his knee and then make a determination, yes or no. You're not going to get into the game of 2021 until you take some kind of compassionate and loving inventory of your life in 2021. I know a lot of you have big, grandiose, major goals, and we're going to talk about goal setting next week, goals for 2020, and it just didn't happen. Maybe you were interrupted by a life, by the fact that you had to work from home and tutor your kids. So 2020 was a disruption of our thinking. It was a disruption of what's really important to us. I say it was a disruption of who we are and what we need and what's important to us. And so we're going to take a look at What wisdom and knowledge, what good can you extract from 2020 that can be a platform or a foundation for you to move forward? We're going to do it compassionately. We're going to do it gently, but we're going to do it really with honesty. So it's kind of like if you were coming to my house and I would say, well, you would say, Constance, give me directions. I would say, well, where are you? Have you ever been in the mall and it says, you are here now? So where are you now? So I'm going to talk to you about how you can begin to make sure that you're creating from a place of well-being in 2020. So here we go, everybody. So be honest with yourself as you're sitting down taking this inventory. How did you feel about 2020? And you know, some of the stuff that I felt and what I've been hearing is, Constance, I felt like my life was on a hold. I told somebody how much I miss going to church and worshiping with other believers. I feel like I have not been able to connect. I feel scared. I felt scared, depressed, frustrated, mad. I haven't been able to sleep. I've been overeating, or I was able to accomplish a lot of projects that I had never done, or I realized that I wasn't connected with my spouse, or I realized that this relationship really does not work anymore, or I realized that I have been neglecting my children and I have been impatient. I mean, I don't know. But the first thing I want you to do is to write down how are you feeling right now so that you can identify what that is. Because we know that with the law of attraction, it's certainly setting your intention out there, but it's also the emotion that is attached to it. And the example that I just shared with you, it would be like we putting the quarterback back in the game, but he has a busted knee. So sit down and write down, really, how are you feeling? You know, how are you mentally? How are you emotionally? How are you psychologically? How has the shift changed you, etc.? And so how much of that are you really, really feeling? Because as I said, it was a major lifestyle disruption. You got to admit that. Hey, this has been hard. This has been difficult. And I'm not thinking about negativity, but I'm just saying, I think a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't want to deal with it. I just want to put my attention on 2021. And I get that. But if you don't deal with that subconsciously, because those feelings and those experiences are there, you're going to be creating from that old vibration. All right. So let's just tackle a couple of things. During 2020, because we're getting ready to extract the good, y'all. We're looking for all of the good, all of the good wisdom. You know, the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So what truth did you learn about your life in 2020 that we're going to take and really let it be fuel, let it be motivation, let it be a powerful platform from which to create? You know, what I realized about myself in 2020, you know, in all honesty, is that even though I'm a big risk taker, I've been a risk taker for decades, there's a part of me that don't really like change. And once something really works for me, once a system really works for me, I tend to hold on to that system, whether or not it's in business, primarily in business. I tend to hold on to that more tightly than I should. So even though I'm this gigantic risk taker, all of my life been a risk taker, I tend to hold on so much. And I'm learning to let that go, because the spirit had whispered to me really early on, You need to do more online videos. You need to do more. You need to do more live. This was like 5 or 6 years ago, you know. And when I say whispered, it was just like a hint, you know, intuition, just like a knowing. But because what I was doing was working so well, I just sort of put that in my background. So that was a major lesson for me. Another major lesson for me was the fact that I have been so busy that I have not been connecting as deeply and as more intimately with my friends and with my support system. And it came to me because one of my nieces in Memphis, she just started a new cosmetic lipstick line. I'm going to have her on. And I said, well, why didn't you reach out to me so I could help you? She said, you always seem so busy. And when she said that, that really moved me. And she was so right. It was not intentional. And, you know, I should have been, I wanted to be right there with her to really connect with her. So those are two things that really, that I have shifted and changed. So what did I do? I'm taking that good and, man, I'm taking it with me to 2021. So here we go, y'all. We're taking a look at 2020 to see if any of this has been messing with you. I'm looking for my piece of paper. All right. So, what about any excess baggage? What excess baggage do you need to let go of? Oh my goodness, unforgiveness. You cannot move into 2021 in unforgiveness. Maybe somebody did you wrong. Boy, you need to release that and let that go. You know, Walt Disney, who created a Disney World, when he did his first cartoon, somebody stole it. And it was decades went by. And I think it's just been recently that they got the rights to his cartoon back. You know, Walt Disney had two nervous breakdowns and he filed bankruptcy 5 times. Oh my God. I mean, how could he keep moving? But had he held on to, they stole my cartoon, he released that and let that go and created Disney World. And so I'm sure that wasn't easy for him. I don't know if he didn't have a patent on, I don't know what went down with that, but it's just been the last couple of years. And Walt Disney has been dead for such a long time, but he knew the power of letting go. And you know, letting go of anybody, anything that did not serve you, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your boss, you know, your ex-husband, your ex-wife. You've got to release all of that excess baggage so that you can move into 2021. I'm going to say you need to release and really get some counseling and coaching with your unresolved dysfunctional childhood stuff. Anything that's ever happened to you, your codependency, your addiction. Hey, I'm not judging nobody. I conducted 12-step groups, AA groups, NA groups, Narcotics Anonymous for decades. So I get that, but I'm just saying, if you have an addiction, don't be ashamed about it. People have come to me and I've said to them, you drink a lot. Do you think that you're an alcoholic? You may say, Constance, that's bold, but I'm a master in it because I did it for 10 years. Everybody see that? So any addiction, any repeated behavior year after year after year, at the end of every year, you say, well, I'm going to lose weight. At the end of every year, you say, I'm going to go back to school. Those are examples of excess baggage that you're going to have to deal with before you go into 2021 if you really want to manifest your best life. I'm teaching now, y'all. Okay, let's take a look at relationships. Relationships in 20, 20. Who is still in your life? Whose season is up? You know, people come into your life for a reason, a lifetime, or just for a season. Who do you need to set boundaries with? Who do you already know that this person no longer fits my life or my vibration? When you change vibrations or flowing in the spirit or have different experiences, You need to attract a different level of people. See, God is a God of purpose, and God has people, I believe, already assigned to your life that's going to help you live more fully in your purpose. So who do you need to forgive, release, and let go of, and who do you need to remove yourself from? So you've been hanging out with your homeboys, but your homeboys might not have vision, might not have, you know, might not have the focus that God wants you to have. And are the relationships in your life right now, are they supporting? Are they aligned with where God is taking you? And I see it all of the time. And I'm talking to my ladies now. A lot of times ladies stay in relationships, but it doesn't allow them to be fully authentic. They have to, They have to dumb themselves down. They can't walk in authentically who they are because the man would be insecure and vice versa. I have the same thing with men. Maybe a man wants to start a business and the woman's mindset is more 9-to-5 and not a risk taker. And for 20 years, he's wanted to branch out and do something spectacular. And so one man said, "Constance, I can't breathe." And so you got to take a look at your relationships in 2020 and get it right. Your career, this is so big. What did you learn about yourself in 2020 about your career? 90% of people do not love what they are doing. There are more heart attacks on Monday morning than any other morning. Why? Because people do not love what they are doing. I was one of them. You know, and I understand that that your job and your career are stepping stones. There's no such thing as a perfect job. If you're looking for that, it don't exist. And so what did you learn about yourself? What do you really want to do? What do you really love doing? You know, is it time for you to change jobs, change companies, explore other possibilities, or start a business? Some of you are feeling stuck and stagnant. You won't even explore another business. I tell my clients who are looking for a new position, just kind of see it as a game. I'm going to go on LinkedIn and connect with recruiters. I got that out. And just see what happens. Explore. You don't have to take the job. I have a client right now and he was offered 2 jobs, but he's not excited about it. And he's in a position where he doesn't have to take the job. I said, well, don't take it. Explore what's possible. What do you know about the gifts and the talents and the skills that God has placed on the inside of you that this year, during 2020, since you've been home, that you have awakened to? Everybody see that? So, do you need to let go of your business? I mean, that's another thing. So many small businesses in the U.S. have been impacted. Is the season up for you to do your business? Should you close your doors and explore something different? How are you going to manage during pandemic times? You've heard me say, it's no more footprints. It's fingerprints. It's no more brick and mortar. It's click and order. And that's why any of you who are thinking about going into business, you really need to work with me. I've been in business 21 years. So people don't know what to do. And I get that. I have friends, they're deciding, wow, I might have to close this business. And it's very hard. And it's very difficult for people. All right. It is very, very difficult for people. If that has been your baby, if you have just walked through that business, you built it from the ground up, it is not easy to release it. And so you have to get in the mindset of God has something different for me. And then in your career, what's holding you back? Is it fear, et cetera? So y'all see that. And then lastly, your health. I'm just using these as examples of how you need to walk through all of these areas and take a look at your life so you won't be limping emotionally, psychologically, and subconsciously into 2021. So y'all know we've been home. And, you know, and they call me the exit, the walking queen in my neighborhood, because I've always been a walker, but I have walked more in 2020. I put some steps in. Why? Because I was at home and I wasn't on the road traveling. I wasn't on a plane. So what did you learn about your health, your mental health, and your physical health? With your mental health, do you need to learn how to say no? Do you need to learn how to deal with stress, worry? Are you sleeping at night, etc.? So what's your nutrition like? What's your exercise like? How do you feel about your body? Have you been ignoring signs that your body has been giving you? Do you need to practice more self-care? Those are all things that when I come back from my commercial break, which I almost forgot to take, that you can begin to explore. But does everybody see how the first thing that we're going to do, we're going to have a sacred spiritual encounter with ourselves and with the Spirit? You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you. And even though 2020 has been something else, man, God says that everything works together for your good. So everything that has happened in 2020 hadn't been easy, hadn't felt good. There's uncertainty there. But wow, you know, God is really all about creating your best life. So could it be that once we really take a look at all of that stuff that happened to us in 2020, that we could begin creating a life, a new life, a different life, a life unlike anything that we even expected? Could it be that we could begin to create something beyond our wildest dreams? You know, the Bible says God would do exceedingly abundantly more than we're able to ask or think or imagine. Could it be that this is a setup? Could it be that God wants to push you higher? Could it be that the Spirit is trying to move you out of your comfort zone? Some of y'all know, I should have been moved. I should have been out of this comfort zone, but I was scared. And now you're going to have to do that. This is so good. I almost don't want to take a commercial break. So does everybody understand the principle? We are spending the first part of our lives at the end of 2020, just taking a look at acknowledging, admitting, and then we're asking God to heal me, to help you, to awaken you, to give you the courage, to give you the strength and the vision that you need for your life. Whoa. Okay, everybody, I'm going to go to these quick commercial breaks, and then I'm going to talk to you about how to set goals a little differently and how for the first 90 days of 2021, how to have maybe a soft reset and a soft pivoting and a gradually moving into creating the life that you desire. So everybody, I want you to stay tuned, and then I'm going to be right back.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, everybody, I'm back and I'm excited. What about you? So we are talking about how you can create your best life in 2021 by letting go of your past. And boy, we did some really great inner work just prior to the commercial. And so now I want to give you some pre-work that's really going to help you next week when I teach you how to really get specific and use SMART goals. And then I'm going to work with you on your top three goals. So it's really good. So now that we're back, I want you to remember that you are co-creating with God. So you're co-creating with the God of the universe. You're dreaming with God. God is a dream maker. And really all of the desires that you have on the inside of you for 2021, God is the one who really deposited those on the inside of you. So while you're sitting and thinking, you don't have to know how, but you know, it's God's will for you to live abundant and happy and be joyful and all of the above. So just remember that you're not by yourself. So there was a study done at MIT, and basically the bottom line is the study showed that 10% of the entire population has a general idea of what they want in their lives, but only 3% actually wrote down their goals. And the study showed that the 3% who wrote down the goals really accomplished everything that they wrote down. You've heard me say that when you write down your goals, it's a form of prayer. You're praying. And they say that writing your goals is a lot more powerful than typing, because neurologically something happens in your frontal lobe in your brain when you're actually writing them down. So the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. So I'm going to give a little different approach to really prime you for what we're going to be doing next week. So the first question that I want you to ask yourself is this: what are some things that I can add to my life that will bring more joy and happiness? So you're going to ask yourself this question even before you write down your goals. Everybody see that? So it could be real general. What are some things, or what are some experiences that you can add to your life that will bring more joy and happiness? So this is just hypothetical. I want you to sit down and write what that would look like. But this is what I wrote down. To be able to work from home, vacation every 3 months, a personal trainer that comes to my home, exercising equipment in my home. You see what I'm doing? I'm thinking of, this is not necessarily me, but this, I'm just thinking of what you could write. Financial freedom. These are all things and experiences that you want to bring to your life in 2021 that will bring you more joy, happiness, and peace. A closer relationship with God, more intimate friendships, connected to my spouse more intimately, the ability to not have to think about money, to give to my favorite charity, to be financially free, to entertain more in my home, to take special classes, and to run a marathon. So can you just see what I just did? It really tapped into the dream world, into the unlimited possibilities, into that faith realm, into that quantum realm. So that is one question that I want you to answer even before you write down your goals. What are some things or experiences that you can add to your life that will bring you more joy, happiness, and peace? Write down at least 20, at least 20. All right. So we're prepping ourselves to write down our goals. The next question that I want you to think about is, do you have a past or future focus? And we know that because we talked about what we did at the beginning of the show, we have what? A future focus. We understand that we are going to be creating our best life in 2021 by using our imagination, because we know if we really dwell in the past, we're going to get more of that, right? Okay, next question. Do you have persistent beliefs that are holding you back from all of that stuff that you just shared that would bring more happiness and peace of mind and joy in your life? And that's a really big one. And so this is all pre-work. I want you to write down, and this is a really big step, everybody. I want you to write down what your beliefs are regarding everything that you want. I got to adjust my headset. Okay, here we go. I want you to write down what your beliefs are regarding everything you wrote down. What do you believe about a personal trainer coming into your house? Do you believe that? And by that, to me, that would boil down to money. Do you believe that it is the will of God and that you can manifest enough money, disposable income, where you can have a personal trainer come into your house? Or what else? Being able to give freely to your charity. Do you believe that you have enough money and abundance and enough overflow to do that? So that's what I mean. And so I want you to really take the time. This is our pre-work. I want you to really take the time to write down what are your beliefs, because I think I said it last Sunday, you have to make sure that your beliefs are aligning with and coming into agreement with what your goals and intentions are. If your beliefs are, it's hard to lose weight after 50 and you can't do it, then you won't lose weight. But if you like me, I've always said and believe I got a high metabolism and I lose weight really, really fast. I've never had my metabolism tested, but that's what I believe. I believe that my body and my DNA hears that, and it responds to that. All right, so write down what your belief. This is so big. You don't want to spend another year just wishing and hoping, because success and manifestation is intentional. The manifestation laws are intentional, but there is a system and a vibration that you have to tap into. Even the Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive. Believe what? Believe that what you prayed for will come to pass. The law of attraction says, whatever your dominant thoughts, feelings, emotions, images are, over time, that will over time outpicture itself. Another way I can say that is that whatever your consciousness is about what happiness is, what peace is, do you believe that you can have all of those things that I just read, or all of the things that you actually wrote down? This is so good. So can you see how you're planning to write your goals and our intentions for 2021? We have not even written them down yet. You know, a lot of people spend more time planning their vacation. Oh, we're going to the Caribbean. Let's say we're going to Aruba. We're going to the Grand Cayman Islands. We're going to Cancun, Mexico. You know all the places you're going to go, all the trips, all of the excursions. But this is your life. This is God's purpose. You're sitting down with the God who's on the inside of you, who created solar systems. Everybody feel me? And so your beliefs. So the first thing you're going to do is, what are some things that you could add to your life? What experiences would you like to add to your life that would bring you more joy, happiness, and peace? So all of this is like prepping us to write down our goals. And then what are your persistent beliefs? Another one that I really want you to really work on is, what do you want your life to look like 1 year from now? So let's play a little game here. I want you to think of your top goal. Let's just say we're going to pretend that it is to buy a new home for you and your children. And so if it were the end of the year, what would your life look like in that new home? So one thing I'm going to have you to do next week, and I'm going to have you to do it now for 1 minute, is think of your top goal, and I want you to see yourself already having, being, and doing that thing. So let's just pretend that we are coming into agreement with somebody, and you're visualizing yourself in your new home. For 1 minute, I just want you to think about it. It feels so good as you're driving up your new circular driveway. And your kids come running out and they're just screaming, "Daddy, Mama." And they're so excited and they're running around the car. And as you're driving, as you're getting out of your car, you're just so grateful to God for having made the provisions for you to have that beautiful home. And then you get out of your car, you're walking into the beautiful entranceway, and you just love the beautiful hardwood floors and just the open space. You just love walking into your beautiful kitchen, and even as you're walking in the kitchen, putting the groceries up, you love your new granite countertops, and the kids are just laughing and playing, and you're putting up the groceries, but the room is so spacious that you can see them playing as you're about to prepare dinner. And you are so grateful. You love all of the light that just comes through those very tall windows. You love just glancing out and seeing the beautiful landscape. And you see your dog just running around in the backyard. You're so grateful. Everybody see how I just did that? Now, it's not even my home, but I was involved in that, because we know your imagination is so powerful. So I want you to think between now and next week, what's your one top goal? We're going to deal with the top three, but what is your one number one goal? What would your life look like if that were to manifest in your life? I want you to visualize that. And then I want you to go back and say, who do I need to be? What do I need to do in order to manifest that? Ooh, that was so good. We know your subconscious is most impacted by what visualization. So if somebody was desiring a new home, they might need to decide what kind of home they want. I mean, I saw the whole circular driveway and everything, y'all, in my mind. So that can be with weight loss. It can be with starting your company. It can be with attracting genuine love. One of the ladies that I talked about at the beginning of the program, one thing that she did, she visualized herself getting married. She visualized herself calling me and saying, "Oh my God, Constance, I'm finally engaged." And what I did for her was, prior to her even getting engaged, I made it a recording for her and said, "I am so happy and excited for you. I'm so sorry I missed your call, but I knew that you would attract the love that you desired in your life." She was listening to that prior to. So that's living from the end. We'll get more into that next week. And another thing is, what positive habits, you know, should you adopt in 2021 in order to live out those, that number one dream? Who do you need to become? What negative habits do you need to release and let go of? And then another thing that we're really going to cover, that you can do this, why your why is so big. Your why is the one thing, a lot of people miss out on this. Your why is the one thing that's going to keep you motivated when you're like, "Man, I'm not going to walk today. It is too cold outside." But then your why will say, "Yes, because this is a part of you caring for yourself. This is a part of your self-care program. You've already released 20 pounds. You sleep better when you exercise and move your body. It keeps you younger and fit." Everybody see that? Your why is so major. It is the motivation. It is the momentum. It is the inspiration that when you ain't even feeling it, you're going to keep moving forward. So we talked about writing down your goals. So this is all pre-work before we write it down. Everybody see that? So we talked about, well, I'm going over it again. What are some things that would really add more joy and happiness and peace in your life? Just write that down. It can just be really general. What is that doing? That's prepping you for writing down your goals. What are some of your persistent beliefs around what you desire? So you're going to write down what your core beliefs are. And then what's your number one goal? And what would your life look like once that goal has manifested in your life? Visualize yourself like we just did with that home for 1 minute, for 2 minutes. And then when you come out of that visualization, you're going to ask yourself, who do I need to become and what do I need to do in order to manifest that goal? That's gold right there. That's a golden nugget. And then I'm talking about what positive habits do you need to adopt in 2021? And then what is your why? What is your why that is so big? I'm trying to see if I want to do this. I think I'm just going to wait until next week. But next week, we're going to really talk about your goal setting. So this is the principle. Y'all going to be one of the 3%, correct? So we're going to write down our general goals in 7 areas. And then I'm going to teach you how to really be specific. So for example, a spiritual general goal might be, I will start a new spiritual routine. I'm going to start with daily journaling or joining a group at my church. You see how general that is? And with fitness, you can say, I'm going to hit the gym often, take the stairs more, and remember to eat more veggies. That's very general. So we are gradually baby stepping our way into the details. Maybe for education, I'm going to read a book every month, or I'm going to finish my degree. So just me talking about that, just your thinking about that gets your frontal lobal part of your brain to really begin to engage. Maybe one of your family general goals might be, I'm going to spend one date night with the kids. I'm going to have a standing date night with my spouse. or you might have down here, I'm going to make it a point to call my mom and dad every Sunday. Very general, but it gets you moving in the general direction. Maybe your career. I'm going to learn something new about my line of work, polish up my resume, and get on LinkedIn to see if I can't form a new career path. Very general, but it gets you moving in the right direction. Social goals. I'm going to look for new ways to connect with others, have more people at my house, etc. Financial goals might be I'm going to start a savings account for a retirement. I'm going to have a plan for getting out of debt, etc. This is so good, everybody. So we are prepping ourselves to write down our goals. I think too many people, they just say, okay, let me write down my goals. And it doesn't work. But we have taken an in-depth look today at 2020, what we need to do with all of the things that happened in 2020. And then we have just begun the process of thinking very generally about what we want our lives to look like. If you would just take that one principle of what do you want your life to look like a year from now and begin to meditate on that and visualize that and living in the end of your 2021, boy, by the time next week gets here, boy, you're going to be already primed and ready. So this is so good, and I want to say a prayer over everybody. It's the beginning of the new year, and just say this prayer. Everybody, let's come into agreement. Father God, the divine, all that there is, I come to you today at the beginning of this new year. And I just want to thank you, first of all, for all of my listeners. And I'm praying for all of my listeners all over the world. Father, you know everyone who's listening. You know their heart, what their desires are. And we just confess that we need your presence and your guidance in 2020. In 2021, as we moved into this new year, we thank you for keeping us, for sustaining us, for protecting us, and for healing us in 2020. So, Father God, we pray for your grace and your mercy to go before us in 2021. I just pray that your favor go before all of my listeners, and we ask for your strength and your wisdom during 2021. Help us to learn how to surrender ourselves and to understand that you have our highest good in mind. Help us to trust you and trust the process that everything is working out for our highest good. So we just submit this show to you today, Father. We submit our dreams and our very general goals to you. And we just pray for and believe for your empowering presence to co-create with us all during 2021. Thank you so much for your unconditional love. Well, everybody, that's just my prayer for all of us for 2021. I love all of you. Just so grateful to God and feel so privileged to be just speaking to people all over the world. I pray that this really helped you. Please share it with a family member, with a co-worker, or with anyone who you feel really might benefit from it. And I don't have my new saying for 2021 yet, but I'm just going to say that I declare and decree that your best years are ahead of you and the best is yet to come. Everybody, Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.